Okay, today we're going to continue Bezras Hashem in the seventh parak of Maseches Erev, and we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav starts to discuss not Eruvei Chatzeros, but Shitufei Mavuos. Shitufei Mavuos is, of course, when various Chatzeros join together in one bigger Erev, in one Shituf, in order to be allowed to carry in the Mavoi itself. So Ketzad Mishtafin B'Mavoi, how do you make a Shitufei Mavuos in the most convenient way possible? Instead of going around collecting matzahs from everybody who owns a house in a chatzar that opens up into the mavui, so that you can have a jointly owned box of matzahs, a much easier way to go about doing it is, you take a barrel that has a whole bunch of food, and you put it in a chatzar, and you say, I am hereby being makna this to all of the people who live in this mavui. Umezakalehen, so you're mezakeh to them, so that they are therefore kone all the food in that barrel. Normally, in order to make a kinyan, you need to actually make a kinyan. You need to actually do a hagbah or something like that, you have to do the darkei hakinyanim. The Mishnah over here allows just being mezakeh for him, like serving as yado, as the yad of the person who you're being kona for. So you could be mezakeh and umezakeh, and you can give them ownership al yidei bino ubito hagadolim, even through an adult son or daughter, valide avdo v'shivchaso ivrim, or through a Jewish eved or shivcha, valide ishto, or through a wife. So even though any of those people can be a shaliach for everybody else in that mavui to be able to be koneh the food on behalf of everybody else in that mavui, and they can lift the barrel for those people. So even though the people on this list are part of the owner's household, they can be makna they're able to be makna for themselves. So they can take the food from that person's possession and acquire it for everybody else. Meaning, normally you would think that I can't be both the kone and the makne. I mean, if I own the barrel right now and I want to be kone it on behalf of everybody else, so I can't be kone it from myself, so I need someone else to be kone on behalf of all these people. So that someone else, you would imagine, would have to be someone who's independent of me. So we're saying, yeah, your adult children, even if they live in the same house, your Jewish avadim and shvachos, your wife, even though they live in the same house, they are independent people, and they can therefore make that kinyan on behalf of everybody else. Aval eino mezake lo al yidei bino bito ha-ketanim, v'lo yodei avdo v'shivchaso ha-kananim, v'pnei she-yadon ki-yado. But what you're not able to do is that you cannot be makna the eruv through a child who's under bar bas mitzvah, through an eved or a shivcha who is not Jewish, because they're just considered an extension of your own hand, and you can't be the person who is both the makna and the kone. Now, Mishnah Zayin is going to tell us the following. Normally, a person is not allowed to be a shliach for somebody else without them making you a shliach. But there's such a concept called Zachal Adam Shlo B'Fanav. If you know that something is to another person's benefit, then you're allowed to be a shliach for them even without them asking. So how does that play out when it comes to Shitufei Mavuos, where you have, let's say, a chatzer that opens up into two separate Mavuos? Normally, you can make a Shitufei Mavuos using Zachin, because of course the guy that lives in the chatzer is happy to participate in the Shitufei Mavuos. Why would he not want the option to be able to carry? But that's when a chatzar opens into two separate mavuos, it could be that chatzar would rather join a shitufa mavuos of the other mavui. So how do you, you can't necessarily just assume that he wants to join your shitufa mavuos. So nismai to ochel, in a case where the food that was used for the shituf it became less than you needed from when Shabbos started. Meaning, in Mishnah Ches, we're going to learn about how much food you need for the shituf to work. So let's say you had the right amount of food, but then after Shabbos began, the amount of food went down. It got lost, or it got stolen, or it got eaten, or something like that. So most of them was zaka. You could add your own food to give back. back and to fill up the amount that was taken away, and then you could be mezake to the other people that live in that mavui. Vein tzarich lodia, you don't even need to tell people. You don't need to become their shaliach to be mezake for them, because the shituf was done with everybody's consent. So therefore, you can continue the existing shituf. But nitosvele, and if more people were added to the chatzer, meaning new people moved in, and the shituf food was not enough to cover all the new people that moved in, most of them mezake, you could add your own food and be mezake for them, but then v'tzarech lodia, you have to let them know, because since the new people haven't said which shituf they want to participate in, so you can't just assume. So when you had a pre-existing shituf emavuos, and everyone that was in it is going to be part of the shituf that you're making right now, part of the kinyan that you're making right now, you can assume status quo, that they're still going to want to remain part of that shituf. But if you have new people that move in, that now you're trying to include in your shituf emavuos, so then you cannot assume that that people are going to want to participate in your shituf as opposed to the shituf that relates to the other mavui that they open up into. So to quickly summarize what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that the most effective way, the most efficient way to make a shituf mavuos is you take all the food in a barrel and you're mezake it to everybody else. How are you mezake it? Take another family member, as long as they're over bar bas mitzvah, or they're a Jewish eved v'shivcha, or it's your wife, and let them make the kinyan on behalf of everybody else. If it's under bar bas mitzvah, or it's an Eved or Shivcha Kananis, Eved Kananis, Shivcha Kananis, then they cannot be mezakeh for everybody else, because they're considered just to be an extension of your own hand. And then we said that if you had a shitufei mavuos that included X number of people, and then some of the food was stolen or went, you know, or was eaten, so you're trying to replenish that food, you're allowed to assume that everyone who has previously participated in the shituf is happy for you to be mezakeh for them in that shituf. But if you're trying to incorporate new people who have an option of another mavui that they may want to participate in a shituf in, then you should not make any such assumptions. You have to tzarich lodia, you have to let them know that you're trying to include them in the shituf. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches.